Julian, I'd like to ask you what you did with your money that you earned while you worked at Douglas, how that money was handled, if it was your money or if it became part of the family money or.
Well, it became part of the family. My husband, myself, we pooled our money and paid expenses and made a down payment on a house.
Was that discussed before you went to work?
Yes, in a way it was. We wanted to get a home of our own, and the down payments weren't what they are now, so we made it.
How did you spend your spare time?
Well, most of my spare time was I'd probably go visit weekends with my sister and resting mostly, because I wasn't used to that kind of work, but then I'd do my washing on weekends and probably fix my clothes up a little bit. But there wasn't too much entertainment at that time. Oh, we'd go out in the evening, probably do a nightclub now and then.
What about time spent with friends?
Well, we always had quite a few friends. And we made quite a few more friends after I worked at Douglas. Different ladies and their husbands we would visit with and talk things over. And
what kinds of things would you do with these other couples?
We'll just sit and visit.
Did your husband and you have special things that you like to do together?
Well, we liked nightclubs pretty well, but we didn't go to them too much. We generally had just our friends in, and go to a show once in a while, but not too often, to the movies.
You said you've always liked to read. Did you have time to read during that time?
Yes, I did. I read an awful lot.
While you were working, still working, and what were your thoughts about the future? While you were working at Douglas, maybe anticipating that the war would be over, what did you think that you would do?
Well, I was kind of thinking that times would be better and plan for, nicer things and a little bit more money, which wasn't too much, but it added up, in those days.
What did you think about working or staying home or having a family?
Well, I like work. I like always have worked all my life, and I like to stay home too and keep my house. But I never thought much about children. My sister had the four children, and they were just like mine, They were. She had three sons and a daughter, which. The only ones I've got now. And the one nephew, Don, he was in the service, and I'd get articles out of the paper where he shot down planes, and he was very patriotic. He still is today, very patriotic. Some of them were just you know, pro and con. They didn't care whether they were or not, but most of them are in the family.
Did you think about wanting to continue working at Douglas, or?
No, I was ready to quit. It was time for me to settle down and start promoting what we tried to do, you know.
Do you remember when the layoffs at Douglas began to happen?
Well, it didn't happen until after I quit. They were still working when I quit.
Mm-hmm. When did you quit then?
Well, I can't remember exactly, but it was in 1943. I'm looking at some of my checks, you know. See, I went in 42, and I can't remember just how long. I think it was just short of a year that I worked there.
What was your reason for quitting?
Well, I was getting rather tired. I also had a long drive from Los Angeles clear down to Douglas. Mm-hmm. But the traffic wasn't bad like it is now. See, there was nothing on Lakewood Boulevard, no houses or anything there then. In fact, none of these houses were built at that time. I didn't know then that I'd be living in this area.
Did you drive a car down?
Oh, yes, Yeah, I had a little Nash coupe I drove down from Los Angeles, get up early in the morning. That was the one thing that got me, is getting up early. I think, well, gee, if this day's over, I'm never going to go to work again. The next morning, I was ready to go.
What was the process when you quit? What did you have to do?
Well, I just told them at the end of the week that I was no longer going to be on the job, and they just, you just send in your time, and they sent you a check, and that was it.
You didn't have to talk with anyone, or?
No, not particularly.
Have any kind of an interview, or?
No.